What is the night, you ask, now and forever? The night, a revelation still veiled, perhaps a death form, tenacious and flexed, perhaps a body lost to the night itself, truly a chasm, a space unimaginable, a subtle, lightless realm, not unlike the body dwelling in you, which hides surely many clues to the night. When I consider the night's mystery, I imagine the mystery of your body, which is only one of the forms of night's being. I know beyond doubt the body that inhabits you is nothing more than the darkness of your body, and this darkness is diffused under the night's sign. In the countless concavities of your body, there are multiple kingdoms of darkness, and this is something worth reflection. This body closed, secret and forbidden, this body other and fearsome, neither foretold nor foreseen. And it is like a resplendence or like a shadow. It only allows itself to be sensed from afar, from the indeterminate, charged with excessive loneliness, which has nothing to do with you. And it only allows itself to be sensed feelingly, through temperature, and through a sorrow that has nothing to do with you. If anything fills me with awe, it is the image that imagines me from afar, a breathing heard at my core. The body breathes at my core. Darkness rivets me. The body's night rivets me. The body of the night and the death of the body rivets my mind. And I ask myself, what is your body? I don't know whether you've even asked yourself. It's a gambit, grave and adverse. One time, I came close to my body, and realizing I had never seen it, even though I bore it with me, I asked it who it was, and a voice in the silence said to me, I am the body who inhabits you, and I am here in the darkness, and I suffer you, and I live you, and I die you, but I am not your body, I am the night.